Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed Podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 299 of the Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. I am currently rereading Atomic Habits by James Clear, and I have a lot of thoughts this time around. One of the quotes that really stuck out to me was, "The ultimate form of intrinsic motivation is when a habit becomes part of your identity. It's one thing to say, I'm the type of person who wants this. It's something very different to say, I'm the type of person who is this." And as much as I believe we should steer away from making any particular thing your identity, it's important to note when trying to institute new and improved systems into our lives, especially when we take real pride in forming that identity. James goes on to say, "The more pride that you have in a particular aspect of your identity, the more motivated you will be to maintain the habits associated with it. If you're proud of how your hair looks, you'll develop all sorts of habits to care for and maintain it. If you're proud of the size of your biceps, you'll make sure you never skip an upper body workout. If you're proud of the scarves you knit, you'll be more likely to spend hours knitting each week. Once your pride gets involved, you'll fight tooth and nail to maintain your habits." And this, to me, was one that really struck gold. When we associate our decisions with a part of ourselves that we take pride in, we are less likely to question whether we should put in effort or not. It becomes the natural progression of events, and you don't have to fight yourself to do things. If you care, you're going to be far more likely to put in effort. If you can create a way to care more, you can improve that effort dramatically without fighting yourself internally. Like, I personally know I feel better after moving my body, but that doesn't mean that I feel amped to work out every single day. It still takes effort and motivation and a lot of self-talk to get me off my ass. But as soon as I started identifying myself as a person who prioritized my morning routine and moving, that internal battle subsided quite a bit. It became a natural part of my day that I no longer had to fight with myself to get to. Instead of searching for the motivation and convincing myself that I would feel better afterward, I looked at the results that I had already been making and wanted nothing more than to keep creating more of that. My arm definition increased. I was getting better at push-ups. I was getting stronger, I was having more energy, and as a result, I would get excited to show up and create more of that growth. It became a part of my identity of a strong badass with a good morning routine, rather than my previously held identity of a woman who wanted to become a strong badass with a good morning routine. And I've talked about the importance of using language, like, I am not a smoker, instead of I'm trying to quit, and I feel like this is around the same concept. When you start identifying as a person who does something, you don't have to question whether or not you should. You just know you should because that's who you are. And of course, this isn't going to be foolproof and it's not going to be something that you have to do every day or prioritize over your mental health, but it is going to make things a lot easier to approach. If you say, I'm a healthy person, I'm a vegan, I'm a this, then you're more likely to follow those internal set rules without questioning them, because you've set parameters for yourself through identifying as a person who does so. So find things that make you proud about yourself and lean into them for a little while. Make tiny micro changes for now and see if you can show up for yourself. See if you can create that identity and see if you can create some pride in that identity so you can continue showing up for yourself even before you see results. Because usually the things that really will improve our lives take a while to show results, and it's more of a delayed gratification situation. And if we can avoid steering into the instant gratification that distracts us from that delayed gratification of investing in ourselves, not only will our results improve, but so will our sense of self. And when your sense of self improves, you're more likely to continue showing up for yourself because you know you should. And it feels good to do so. And it doesn't feel like work because that's just who you are. Start identifying as the person you want to be and empower yourself to show up as them every single day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.